My health issue is my voice, which is about 90% back, but during each commercial break, I have to practice. Last week, I did my recordings for Mark Spain Real Estate. I'm a proud endorser of Mark Spain Real Estate. Mark Spain, do not replace me with AI, please.
Even though AI never breaks down or gets a cold.
Fine. So last Friday was the drop dead. You have to record your Mark Spain for next month.
You were not at your best.
I was not at my best. I came in early. I sucked down three hot teas.
I remember.
He saw it. I said, I've got to get in here and record three Mark Spains. So I went, scalding hot on my throat. I turned in the work, and 24 hours later, they said, this does not pass muster.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
I bet Mark Spain threw his headphones off when he was listening.
Mr. Spain is not happy.
Yeah. No showings. No open houses.
What is this?
That's right. That's what it
sounds
like.
Yeah. This guy is representing me?
Yeah. This guy's supposed to sound like he knows what he's doing. He's representing Mark Spain. It's Mark Spain.
Sound like he smokes a pack a day.
Yeah, that's right. I know. Exactly. It's like,
aren't you tired of your home? Aren't you ready for a change?
Then our sales guy, apparently.
Redo.
Mark Spain called our sales guy and said, this guy sounds like an idiot. He's sick. What are you turning in here? This work? This is crap.
This is a joke.
Yeah. Right. Our sales guy said, I think it makes it sound more relatable. I think. Tried to play that game, you know. I think it makes people pay attention more because his voice is not quite right.
Nobody tap dances quite like a salesperson.
A sales guy. He's like, doesn't it sound authentic and wonderful?
You know it's real.
There's no robot doing that, is there?
Thanks for calling Mark Spain.
No hack, start backing.
You just gasp as you cross the finish line with the last one.
It got worse and worse and worse. That last one, it's only a 5 second, was like, markspain.com, start back. And that was it. That's all I had.
I think it stands out. I like it.
That's exactly what our sales guy says. To me, it gives you authenticity.
Ah, yes.
Right. So all during the commercial breaks, I have to go, Mark Spain, Mark Spain.
You're still sucking down teas.
I'm going to suck down one more. They extended. They were like, we'll give you till now. Today's the drop dead. They've turned it back in.
Okay.
Very rare.
So I have to redo all of it, and I'm going to suck down another hot tea and do Mark Spain in the attempt to not be replaced by artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Yesterday on our air, we learned that an Australian radio DJ,
Ty,
had been on the air for 6 months at a hit radio station in Australia, and no one realized she's computer. She's not real.
She had an Instagram presence.
That's right.
And apparently, the name is real. Mm-hmm. The face was real-ish, and it was based on the looks of a person who works in the finance department.
You saw the face. When I saw it, it looked to me like it was a very, very good animation form of a person. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't a real picture of a person, but you know how people do anyway. They'll put yourself in some sort of form like that.
Very busty young woman.
Gorgeous. Biggie says no one... When people found out she was AI, they were outraged because the Australian radio station had not said up front, okay, this is AI. You know, they tried to pull a fast one on people. When they figured it out 6 months later, people were upset. Biggie said, only because she's a hot woman and you wanted to meet her, and now you realize you can't meet her. But I think when any company tries to pull a fast one, you know, not be legitimate up front, especially these days with social media, you do get backlash. Now, the addition to the story today is Chris Dim has found three of her on-air announcements.
Yeah, I wanted to hear her. I found a lot of the news stories, but they wouldn't play any of work days with Ty.
Yep.
The show. I wanted to hear what she sounded like.
She talks over music as a typical midday.
Yeah, it's mostly hip hop music. Mm-hmm. I think they said
this is a typical DJ.
The radio station I think is called CADA. CADA.
That's correct. And so what you hear is all computer, all AI generated.
Watch your words, I get you. I told her, bro, if it's personal, he better jump out and do it on feet.
Hey, this mystery mixtape brought to you by Heroes is worth $2,000. Register to play at kata.com.au and make sure you're listening very carefully to win. Last night's mascara
is such a pretty thing. There's a song. Here comes the next one.
Play playing on Kata in 2 minutes is The Weeknd, and then Lisa teaming up with Ray for Born Again. It's Selena Gomez at Kata. The new track from Lizzo as well as Roshi. We're Australia's home of hip-hop and R&B with old-school Warren G. Regulators.
You know, my only issue with it is it sounds like the music levels are too high, especially at the beginning.
It's not a great mix.
Yeah, the mix is bad.
If they got the mix right, I probably wouldn't realize that was
if
there.
If I were driving through Australia and heard that on the car radio, I don't think I'd think that wasn't human.
No, I'd never think that either.
Not a lot of personality, as we say.
No.
But in hip-hop, I mean, I guess you don't want the music to stop. You don't want the DJs to get in the way.
Well, most, like a top 40 station.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I cut my teeth on top 40.
He did.
It was a Panasonic.
I cut my teeth on top 40. Radio, we know this. This is exactly how I sounded. You know, I was like, coming up.
Wow, you didn't sound that good.
Coming up.
Here's Milli Vanilli, y'all.
I did a lot of that. I should go. I wish I could. I have some of my old air checks. That's what they're called when you record yourself. They're called air checks. That's what that was a 1 minute air check of that woman, that AI. And I have them, but they're on cassette. I don't know how to transfer them over to, you know, how it could even be played today. Not worth it anyway. It's cringy when I hear myself from those days. But you're right. You never stop the music. You know, 10 in a row, rock and roll. 10 in a row with less talk, less repetition, better music.
What's the biggest complaint about DJs? Talk too much.
Too much talk. Talk.
Still get that complaint.
Disc jockey jawjacking.
Mm-hmm.
She apparently was very pleasant. Everybody seemed to like her. I'm not sure how she was outed. I don't know who.
It's a good question.
I don't know who discovered it.
Yeah, that had to come from the inside.
You think?
That's somebody disgruntled.
Disgruntled ex-employee.
Yeah.
Who was fired.
Oh, maybe.
Because they had to get rid of somebody to put her in, you know?
Or, as I kind of predicted yesterday, somebody tried to stalk her. Couldn't find her.
She wasn't real.
Yeah.
That's
they kept waiting outside the radio station with flowers. Yeah, to meet her.
You may be
Where's
right.
Ty?
Yeah. When's Ty coming out?
Oh, you just missed her.
Yeah. Ty.
Ty? Yeah. Are you Ty?
They time it so the elevator door's closed. Ty!
Ty!
Hold the elevator.
I've been out here for 3 days. she parks on the other side.
Yeah, she's gone.
Oh, she's working from home today. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Oh, she's put a restraining order on you. I'm sorry. You can't come around. Anyway, she was found out, and now the radio station struggles with its credibility because they have put that in place.
I guess. But she didn't sound bad. That's the problem.
No, she did sound. She sounded good, you know. But that's, I think, at this point of AI, that's what you're going to get. Not a lot of personality, but it's fine to say The Weeknd's coming up in
two
songs.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Coming up.
You got your chance to win in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I said, of course, this has never been done in America. Kristen said, or has it? We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think on commercials there are AI voices.
You're always thinking that they're. I don't know it for sure.
I don't know that for sure. And I think I have read that at least one station in Portland, Oregon, experimented with AI voices.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we, I'm not sure, Biggie, you may know this person, but Kelly and I have a dear friend who used to work in this building. And she has a very thriving voiceover business. But.
Oh, yeah.
The business is changing because, as we have heard, that if you want someone who sounds like a Southern female,
you can
35 years old, you can just AI tune that. So she told me that one of her last jobs was a big job,
mm-hmm.
good paying gig,
mm-hmm.
but it may have been her last for the company. What she did was she recorded herself for hours just saying simple one words, two word phrases. And now the company will synthesize them.
Oh, without a doubt, that's what
into
that is.
Into whatever order they want.
Yeah.
Mark Spain.
See that? That's
So you say the word start.
Yeah.
Start packing.
Oh, and in if it's, especially if it's like, say the three times.
Say 3 p.m.
I have to put it
down. Oh, without a doubt,
I'm not even sure who the client was. I mean, it might have been a voicemail. It might have been, you know, one of those, voicemail trees.
We've seen it for years. Remember when my mentor in this business did voiceover work, and we would hear him across the hall from our office recording. One of his clients was the Beaver.
Yeah, he had the bull and the beaver.
The beaver, and he had the raccoon.
Eagle?
The eagle. Listen, if it flies or runs across the prairie... He did it.
It's a radio station.
And the Beaver, he was like, it's 3 o'clock in Texas and you're on the Beaver.
How'd you know?
And And then, you know, over and over, it's 2 o'clock in Texas and you're on the Beaver. God, I loved it. I loved when I would hear him doing mm-hmm. that. My favorite, as I've mentioned before, was on the 1 year anniversary of September 11th when he said, in his most poignant voice, the Beaver salutes first responders.
The Beaver remembers. You know what?
That's right.
A machine can't
do that. A machine can't do that. It can't give that kind of passion.
That's pathos.
You're not getting that from a machine.